AM 1450 on a Football Friday. We're going to talk Lake Mills Bulldog football. They got their first win of the season last week. They get ready for a game tonight. Head coach of the Bulldogs, Bill Burns, joins us. And Bill, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a Friday. The weather's perfect, and we got tons of football to talk about. I mean, it's a perfect day.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, game days are great days, and especially now that it's not going to be raining for the first time in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Now, we talked about this last week. Your team got beat in the opener 43-6 against Forest City. Leading into the game against the Central Springs, your team wins 20-0. We'll break that game down in detail. What were some of the adjustments made in practice from week one to week two? You always hear coaches talk about that, especially in football. You want to see what gets better from week one to week two. That's a good measuring stick. What did you guys do different, or what did you really focus on in that week of practice leading up to a Central Springs?
Well, I think defensively we really focused on just alignment and then just reading our keys. Obviously, at different positions, you got different keys that you're reading. Whether you're a safety and you're reading that tackle, and if he blocks down, you know it's a run. So right away, you know what your read is. Or, you know, if that what we call tackle has a high hat, meaning he's coming up, it's probably a pass, that type of thing. And we just weren't real, real good with that the first week over there at Forest City, and got out of position quite a few times on defense. Offensively. And we really, really didn't have to really reinvent anything. It was just about better execution. We didn't really do a great job of taking care of the football, and the weather had a little bit to do with that, but it really didn't cost us. But, you know, we want to make sure that ball security is improved every week. So, you know, I think it was just having a good week of practice, focusing on the things that we do daily, and then just making some adjustments there. Our special teams, we had to improve too. In terms of like our angles and that type of things on our coverages, which we did, we were much better there. So, we played a lot cleaner in terms of an offense and defense. And, you know, our biggest issue was just ball security last week.
Now, Bill, let's break down the 20-0 victory against Central Springs. And like you said, whatever adjustments your team played, a lot better on both sides of the ball. Let's talk about the first half of 14-0, your team up at halftime. Break down the two scores for us.
Yeah, it was very wet again. So, we were able to move the ball on the ground, in spurts. But, we had a tough time sustaining, whether it be a 50, 60-yard drive or whatever. And so we went to the air a little bit, we have two seniors that have a lot of experience in quarterback Menneberger and then Kay Nobley, who's second team All-State receiver last year. So they hooked up, a couple times there for some big gains. I can't remember if they had two touchdowns in the first half. Yes, they did have two touchdown passes in the first half, I think a 36-yarder and a 26-yarder. So we did go to the air a little bit there. Defensively, Central Springs was really struggling running the football against us. And when they did try to pass, we were able to put a lot of pressure on their quarterback. I think we had 8 sacks in the game, and they ended up with a minus 37 yards rushing. So, it was difficult for them, but, we had a couple alignments that we threw at them and a couple blitzes that were very effective. So, second half, we did get a rushing touchdown in there from Logan Bacon on about a 10-yard run. So, it was a good bounce back game for us. We did leave some points out there, we were pretty satisfied with that 20-0 win.
And if my math is correct, then coach, did your team hold them to like 15 yards of total offense?
Yeah, it was right in there. Yep. And, like I said, they were just struggling a little bit. New coach, and he's been on staff for quite a while, but, they're running a different offense this year. I think you throw in some tough weather conditions, and some of those things led up to them not being able to be very efficient. But, the previous week, I think they did have like 160 or 70 yards total offense against Mason City Newman. it was a very good football team. So, we just felt good about that.
Bill, talk about some of the guys on defense. You mentioned, again, 8 sacks. Just throw out a few names that kind of led the defensive attack for your team.
Sure. Senior Seth Hermanson, he's been off to a very good start at defensive end. He's got 6 sacks in 2 games. And then Wyatt, the Helming brothers, Wyatt Helming and Lance Helming, also had big nights. I think they had 2 sacks apiece. And so those guys were putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And Wyatt ended up getting a safety in there because we went for 2 both times in the first half and didn't get it. But the 14, we got the 2 points on a safety to get it to 14. So, those guys are putting a lot of pressure. They're big. They're long, athletes. Wyatt's 6'6", and Lance is 6'3", and Seth is 6'3". So, and they move pretty good too. So with those guys up front, when teams do go back to throw it, we can get some pretty good pressure on them.
Again, 20-0 victory for Lake Mills against Central Springs on Friday. Bennett Berger, 7-13 throwing, 111 yards and 2 touchdowns. And he mentioned again, Caden Abele, 4 receptions, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns in that victory. Bill Burns, the head coach of Lake Mills football. And let's talk about Wes Hancock. That's the opponent coming up tonight. Wes Hancock, 2-0 on the season. Talk about them. What do you know about the Eagles?
Well, we got our hands full tonight. They are currently ranked number 1 in Class A on the state. They won a state title 2 years ago. And, Wes Hancock, football is kind of a measuring stick in not just North Iowa, but across the state in terms of just having year in and year out quality football teams. And I actually started my teaching and coaching career there a long time ago. And kind of the funny thing is, offensively, they run the exact same thing that they did 35 years ago. So nothing's changed there. Bob Sanger, the coach that I learned a little bit from, he passed away a couple years ago, but his son, Mark, has taken over, and they really just they haven't missed a beat. So, we got our hands full. They're a run-heavy team, don't quite have the size that they usually do, but what they do extremely well. So, physically, we match up very well with them. And so it's just going to come down to if we can execute what we're trying to do on defense and get them, maybe in a 2nd, 6th, or 7th, because they're just so good on first down, get 5 or 6 yards. And then with their type of offense, it's tough to keep them from getting 3 or 4 yards on the next 2 downs. So they don't throw the ball very often, and they just like to control the clock and methodically move it downfield. Obviously, if that happens, possession after possession, that gets tough on your defense, mentally and physically as well. So, a big challenge right out of the gate, first district game of the year, when Class A, District 2. And so, I thought we had a very good week of practice. We'll go down there tonight and see what's what and, go from there.
Yeah, Bill, you mentioned only a 26 yards passing this season for Wes Hancock, but 581 yards rushing, led by a Matthew Francis, a senior, 52 attempts, 292 yards, and 6 touchdowns. I'm assuming one of the keys, Bill, tonight has to be winning that battle in the trenches.
Yeah, for sure. And they run a wing key, and there's a lot of trapping going on. And you mentioned Matthew Francis, very good athlete. So they want to establish the fullback trap with him. And then with that wing tee, they'll fake it to him and then give it to a wing back going across, with a guard pulling. So, we got to attack those guards. We got to try and blow those guys up, make the running back bounce so he has to run laterally. And if we can do that, then, we'll have a chance. But if we can't, then they're going to get their foot in the ground and start going north and south. And, and then they're going to get their 5 or 6 or 7 yard carry. And we can't consistently let them do that. So. We worked hard all week, on what we want to do defensively. So hopefully we can execute what we want to try to do.
Bill Burns, head coach of Lake Mills, the Bulldogs. They got a tough one tonight on the road at top-ranked Wes Hancock. Bill, thank you so much for the time. Go pull off that upset, and we'll talk again coming up next Friday.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.